I'm excited. We got a special guest back in the studio with us, Captain John from Daybreak Charters. What's happening?
Not much, Adam. Good to be back.
Well, I know it's because the weather isn't exactly ideal out there on the Big Lake for you today, so we get to have you here in the studio with us. I kind of feel like we're a little blessed because this is my last day live on the air for a week, so we're going to finish up strong and not mail it in today before my vacation.
Very nice.
Thanks for coming in and telling us a little bit about your recent fishing adventures. Before we get into the big fish that you've been catching out at Standard Rock and all that good stuff, I do want to give you and your lovely wife props for the recent presentation that you made. You made some darn good money for a couple of great veterans organizations.
Yep, we sure did. Two Sundays ago now, we had our Sportsman's Golf Classic that we had at Marquette Golf Club, and we ended up raising $4,000 total on a very, very rainy Sunday morning.
Yeah, it was brutal that day.
It was. We had a lot of really dedicated people that really hung in there tough and for two great causes. So we were able to give a nice $2,000 check to the South Shore Fishing Association to go towards their Veterans Fishing Day, which they do in September. And then we also gave $2,000 to the Marquette County Veterans Alliance, who are the guys that are bringing the Traveling Vietnam Wall to town next week. So two great causes that we really wanted to get behind in the community, sponsors and people who showed up. It was just an all-around great event, and we raised a good amount of money for some great causes and to help the veterans here in the Marquette area.
Certainly near and dear to my heart, as you and I have talked many times, anything to do with kids or veterans is, pretty much it for me.
Yep.
So I'm super impressed by it. I was very bummed I couldn't participate in this year's Sportsman's Classic at the Marquette Golf Club. I had a daughter that was graduating, kind of took precedence, of course. But next year I plan to be there, and I want to kind of plant seeds right now for folks thinking about next year at this time. When you start to hear about the Sportsman's Classic, I would really like to double the participation because this is a great cause. And it's a cool event, too. You had 3D deer targets out on greens to aim for and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we had a lot of cool ideas to help make it fun and everything like that. And we also got some great things planned for next year. Like we said, we're planning on probably the same time of year, probably that first weekend in June, hopefully a much drier day. We hit our mark of 18 teams this year, which is what we were hoping for. Next year, we do hope to double it. We think we're going to do the 36 teams next year and hopefully raise an even bigger chunk of money for some more great causes in Marquette area.
Well, cool. So please, if you're an outdoors person or just interested in helping veterans' causes, please count on joining us for the Sportsman's Classic next year. I will definitely be involved unless something unforeseen is coming up. I got no kids graduating next year.
Perfect. We look forward to it.
John, can you hang around? I want to talk fishing in our next outdoor report. I want to talk about this huge actually, you've caught several huge fish at Standard Rock already this year.
We have. It's been a heck of a good start out there so far.
Well, we'd like to pick your brain a little bit, get some details from you if you'll hang around for our next outdoor report later this hour.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, cool. Captain John, Daybreak Charters. Stay around for that discussion coming up in our next report right here on The Outdoor Show.